Now the Jets, it seems like quite a while since we played the Jets, but you know, Jets are playing well. They're a very competitive football team. They're in every game. They've been in a lot of tight games. Seems like every game comes down to the last possession, kind of like it did with us, like a lot of our games with them have in the last four of the last five times we played them. So real good running game, the backs and the quarterback. Of course, these are receivers quite a bit, too, in the running game, reverses and those kind of plays, option plays. You know, defensively, strong front, good at stopping the run, physical pass rush team. Really, you know, those front seven guys are all – they don't come off the field too much. They're using a lot less nickel and dime than we've ever seen. They try to keep those guys on the field as much as possible, and so they're a pretty disruptive group. And obviously, it'll be a big challenge for us in the kicking game with Harvin and Curley, two of the top returners in football. And they've got strong coverage units, too. Their gunners and linebackers, Ballures, you know, always a problem for us. So we'll have to do a good job there and play well on special teams. So it's a big week for us. And we need to, you know, I think we need to play better than we did the last time we played them. I just don't think that'll be good enough. Barely was good enough last time. I don't think it'll be good enough this time. I would say it's about what we expected. You know, that's what Akeem did at Tennessee. He played linebacker and he played defensive end. I think you can see him doing pretty much what he's done for us in the previous 3 years, and going back to UCLA for that matter. So I think that's, you know, he's a player with, he's got versatility. He's got the skills to play linebacker and he can rush. So, and he's smart. So it's not, you know, where the defenses run together or the roles run together. He's, you know, he can do that. And I'd say the same thing about Jonathan. You know, we've, you know, had an interest in Jonathan since he was, you know, UFA at New Orleans. So I've been, 3 years ago, whenever it was. And, you know, we felt like he was a player with value on defense and in the kicking game and in multiple roles on defense. So it'd be regular defense, sub-defense, you know, in the running game and, you know, as a coverage linebacker. So his opportunities have been limited. You certainly didn't see as much of him on defense as what you saw of Akeem, but you saw a lot of Jonathan in the kicking game, and he was an impact player in the kicking game for New Orleans and Tampa. You know, and we practiced against him, and we, you know, saw him firsthand and all that. So I'd say he's done all those things for us, and that's kind of what he did for those two organizations. Different, but similar. So it's pretty much, you pretty much nailed it. That's what it is. There wasn't a ton to go on. It was limited. Certainly his college production in the passing game was limited. But, you know, we brought Rob up here. We spent some time with him. Talked to some people at Arizona that I think gave us good information about Rob in terms of what it was like to be with him on a day-to-day basis. So, I mean, if you meet Rob for 10 or 15 minutes, you might get an impression that may or may not be what it's like to have him in your office, in a classroom, and on the field, you know, for 6-7 hours a day. Like, it might be a little bit different, potentially. So, and obviously there was a medical concern that we, you know, had to clear that hurdle, but our medical people did that, and so that's pretty much it.